right around them. They don't know what their authority is. They go along with what's around them. Some people putting up their hands over here. Several people are confident because they know it. So some others are not confident, put up their hands. Riding the train free. That's a good way to put it, sis. You want to take my job? You're getting pretty good. I'm so sick of this. Anybody, people say, Jim Jones wants power. Well, she can tell you my blood pressure don't look like I want power. Jim Jones likes, he likes to have leadership. He wants to be a leader. Goddamn Debbie said I got a psychotic urge for power. A psychotic urge for power. I'm going to sue her. She wrote in a letter. It's in a letter. By God, I'm going to sue her ass. And Karen Layton's damn mother. I'll sue them both. I've had enough of this. If anybody had a psychotic urge for power, they'd take somebody farther than a damn jungle and have to work our asses off to build a beautiful city. Please. God damn, how these people lie. Anybody want to sit up here and listen to ignorance? And sit up here and listen to all these facts? It's going to begin in a few minutes, I'm sure. I'm sure they wouldn't be so blessed that this will be a night without trouble. I'm sure not. I haven't had it come at me yet, but I'm sure the trouble's coming. Just how it just moves slow. Christine's probably typing it up right now, hell to hell beat it, of all the little shit we have to deal with. I'm sure anybody knows I don't want this. Yeah, who wants to be shot at? I could have got shot through the brain when they blowed in that damn house, and that could have been left me paralyzed for the rest of my life. I don't want that. And I won't have it either. And if I have to crawl out and lay in the jungle someplace, out in the field someplace, till I become fertilizer, by God, I'll do it, and I'll cover myself with dirt, and you won't find me, for I'd lay paralyzed. That's how much I love you. Ain't no good to nobody paralyzed. That's what I'm saying. I'm no good to nobody paralyzed. Satan says, do you still talk? Yeah, if I could still talk and give wisdom, I'd do that. If I had the right kind of leader standing in here, I'll do that. And if not, if don't have the right kind of leader standing here, I'll tell you better get your asses to Russia quick. Probably if we keep our shit together and get some knowledge, we won't have the problem, because when I would be taken to the next plane, you'd all be settled in the Soviet Union. Be no trouble. Well, the government here was very supportive and very kind today. So we got two governments kind to us. I want to get eight governments kind to us, right? I never was one to just trust one thing in my pocket. Not just one ticket in my pocket. I want eight, don't you, Christine? Get all you can get. Seven. Lucky seven. Yeah, the Yugoslavia picture, I guess they sent it back. It's still here. Isn't it? It's not all that creative. It's not all that creative, but it's a beautiful place. Well, they said they'd like to have us. And somebody in Africa, I'm not going to tell everything, said they'd like to have us. And I'm glad for all that, and I'm going to keep making friends with all of them. They see us visiting all kinds of people in town. We'll visit to help these over. Brazil asked us to come. So that's why you saw this film there. Huh? We make friends in Venezuela, too. Why? I'll tell you something now. Listen, seriously. The senior on there, the senior said, let them sit down for just a second. The seven-day thing happened to us. It was happening to them. Mm-hmm. Shooting at them. All kinds of stuff happened. Shooting at their building. Had to stay inside their building. Same time. The coup was after them. There was about to be a coup. And the Soviets were being shot on. He's a funny guy. He says, here comes our guns. They won't let the Russians have guns. But he says, we take care of ourselves illegally. I that was the funniest thing I ever could say. And he says, I don't. You have an amateur radio. I said, yes, we have an amateur radio. He said, we are not allowed to have amateur radio. But he says, give me your call sign so I can reach you every day between 1:15 and 12:15. I tickled the hell out of me. That's dirt cheap. That's dirt and cheap. Because the head of the Federal Communications Commission here is a pro-capitalist, so they won't let the Soviets have it. And the head of the police, the real head, is a friend of ours, fortunately. The Minister of Home Affairs, the chief is under him. But the chief of police is a bastard who loves everything white. He walks in his office, he's got pictures of all the white former chiefs of police. If I was here, I'd be ashamed of myself. I'd hide the damn things. Sell the glass. You know what I mean? Who the hell wants to put up all those colonial masters that beat them with whips and kept them from going to school? They couldn't eat in a restaurant, couldn't go to a show. Who the hell want to keep up all them damn bastards? Some people are so damned anxious, and it's right in this room, they're so damned anxious to be white, they'll try anything in the damn world to be so. Some of the rest of us, I wish I had the time, if I wasn't on the telephone, some of the rest of us would like to work into the damn sun until we got so dark that we could pass and get out of this feeling of responsibility for the white man's burden. There's one thing, we don't need to get caught up in that, and I'll have to be very careful here now. We have to be careful, 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 careful. This is both a black man's burden and a white man's burden. We both paid taxes, right? So we both helped bomb the black children in Africa and the colored children in Southeast Asia and Vietnam, right? Let's just keep it that way. Anyway, he told me, why you've got to get in at night. He said, during the daytime, 10 miles east, he thinks it'll change under the next president, but for the time being, he said, you have no trouble if they know you're Americans. But he has absolute proof, and someone sat back at the table with us. I don't know who it was. Speak up if you remember. He was sitting back. I think it was Shonda James for one. I believe it was Mike Prokes for another. She's a receptionist. She's in charge of recreation. And this man said, he was up in the party. He said, you know the Venezuelans are coming across the border and kidnapping Indians, Amerindians, and running them back and making slaves out of them? I said, you mean to tell me that? That sounds way out. He said, yes, the president doesn't even know about it. But there has been a change in policy. It looks like it's going to mean a change. There's a new general in the high command. I wouldn't give you false hopes, but they're still doing it. The Russian says, there's one thing I want to tell you, Jim Jones. Tell your people not to wander around. Day or night, always have them in numbers. You understand what I'm saying? So they'll never bother as a group, but they might mistake one of you for an Amerindian, or he said they may be, he said he had heard of some Bush blacks that had been taken. That's a group of people that had been here, they never went into slavery. So not only the snakes, but that's why, I have to tell you, because nobody listened to me. They listened to me last night. Still out, wandering around out here, way out in the field, can't catch somebody, all the way off of somebody. Now, by God, they want to get somebody. They would never dream of touching us because we're American citizens. But they get you over there and find out you are one, they sure as hell ain't going to send you back. They're going to kill you and say you got lost in the woods. You follow what I'm saying? I hope so. You already passed that. The U.S. was untouched by these three wars. World War I, World War II, and they were untouched by the Civil War in the Soviet Union in 50 years. The U.S. was untouched by these wars, and in fact, her industrial growth increased by one half as a result of the German investments that they had, and even Japanese investments that bombed the Russians. But now Russia is going by 1980 to outmatch the USA in production in every field. Shift. The local cinema in San Francisco or something? Where's your mind? A country in 50 years come through three world wars, three major wars, between white Russia, between World War II, between the Germans that USA and Britain set up to fight them. Everybody knows it, sit down. Everybody knows the USA set up the Kaiser, Wilhelm Kaiser, World War I to take care of the Russians. Didn't get it done then. They tried a civil war with the white Russians because the white Russians thought they were better than other folk because they were white. Most Russians, you keep saying, I'm afraid to go to a white country. You are ignorant. You're ignorant now, Shil. The white Russians actually are outnumbered about 7-3. You understand what I'm saying? There are more people of color and dark skin, Indians, many, many Indians, not just 100,000, but several million Indians in Russia. You understand what I'm saying? They have blacks. The only reason why don't they have so many blacks? Because they never engaged in slavery. So if you don't bring people from the homeland for slavery and prop them down, you're not going to have them, are you? I said, this is a pitiful thing to them. The ambassador said, we'll bring a black student from some nations. Want to give them assistance and help. And said, invariably, all they want to do is marry one. They get hung up on one of our blonde women, and they quit studying and don't learn a thing about communism. And when they get through college, they don't know shit. All they want is that blonde woman. He said, that's not the way we want black people. We want black communists. That's why we started looking your way. All right, now where are we? At the United Nations, why did African nations, the Organization of African States, condemn the USA?
I don't know, Dad.
Well, you can imagine, stop and think. I've said enough already tonight that we'll show you. Naturally, African nations, they condemned the United States universally. Why did they condemn it?
I guess because it's a fascist country.
Well, fascist in turn, but what would be money important to blacks? What's U.S., who does U.S. support in South Africa? And then you'll have your answer. You're a good worker, so I'm giving you extra opportunity here.
Who does U.S. support?
Yeah, who do they support? Black people?
Ian Smith.
Who is he?
He's a fascist.
And what color?
White.
Man, you got your answer. The United Nations condemned USA for being a hypocrite and for supporting Ian Smith, a white racist.
Right.
And for supporting the white racist regime in where? Union of South Africa. Okay, you may be seated. You passed. Describe relations for us between Chile and China. Chile, as the dictatorship of Pinochet, General Chile was put in, General Chile Pinochet, who was put in power by the U.S. monopoly capitalist. What do you know about Chile?
A lot of them are being put in concentration camps for standing up for their rights, trying to be socialists.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Anything that China's doing with Chile? Just bought something. Which, you know, self-respecting socialist nation with all the good points that she has about her home policies, her domestic policies. No good that she did this. Just this very week, bought something from Chile.
I'm not positive, but if I remember right, it was more nuclear material.
That's unfortunately West Germany doing that. We'll take the class. It'll help you. But can you tell me, can you give me the full answer to the question?
I know the answer, but I helped make up that test. Do you want me to give it
Well, that's all right. That's very thoughtful of you. You helped make up the test. That's very helpful. Very, very kind of you to remind me. Tell me something about Libya.
Okay, the leader of Libya is Colonel Gaddafi, and it's an oil-rich nation. It's almost as wealthy as Saudi Arabia, but unlike Saudi Arabia.
a little louder.
Unlike Saudi Arabia, he has used the wealth of the country to spread socialism. And one of the things that he did was that one of the problems that Arab countries have is they're broken up into small tribes, and the leader of the tribe is very often a reactionary, and it's very hard to make progress in these countries. And so one of the things that he did was he divided the country up in such a way as to break these tribes down. And when he became president, people couldn't read and write, and so there's universal education now, universal health care, and he's putting in a lot of projects like roads and dams and stuff.
As always, you've got your sense of history.
All right, my dear.
Who's Joshua in Nakoma?
He's the Patriotic Front. I mean, yeah, he's one of the Patriotic Front leaders.
Right, but what Patriotic Front, sweetheart?
And
the black people call it one name and the black people call it another.
Oh, one of them is an Ashland, one of them is a Moxie. Oh, that's what you want to know?
I want the name of the country Joshua in Nakoma is. You said he's in the Patriotic Front. That's true. Patriotic Liberation Front. Where? It's called something else. It's a country, a name of a country. Can you tell me the name of that country?
Rhodesia.
That's a white man's name. But you folk ought to always remember, with our sense of black pride, the actual name is Zimbabwe. 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 But if you know Rhodesia, you pass. That's good. Let Australian foreign minister say about strategic arms limitation talks and nuclear arms.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Can you imagine what he would say about it? Just guess around. There's no harm in guesswork.
Well, I don't really know where Australia even stands.
Australia. You see, let me look at it a minute. Let's put it this way. Australia would get some possible feedback because there's the water. They get radiation through water, not air. And so they accuse one nation of dragging their heels.
I hope they accuse the United States of dragging their heels.
That's what they accuse. So what is it they're trying to get you, the Soviet Union, and the USA to do?
To limit the nuclear armament, so they won't.
Being that you're normally a good student and good worker, ban. They want an immediately dismantling of all nuclear weapons worldwide because they fear nuclear war within months. And Australia will get it through the sea. That's the trouble with Australia. Okay.
Could I ask a question about, in the thing about Turkey today that you mentioned, I thought I heard you say that the United States had just agreed to sell arms to Turkey where they hadn't agreed to do that before. Was that Turkey or somewhere?
That's right. They're hypocrites, a bunch of goddamn hypocrites. Then certainly the moment after USA does it, every time she does it, every time she lifts a ban to sell arms, the Turkish secret police, fascist, racist, went out and shot 17 students in the streets to death. When they give the same thing, when they give Ian Smith a couple of weeks ago, you remember, Congress lifted the ban on arms, it lifted the ban on aid. What did he do but go right out and start bombing villages as fast as he could bomb them? And today now to get up in several hundred, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. Our bombs, our taxpayers, U.S. taxpayers' bombs, it's outrageous. Thank you. Very well. What would you ask them if someone came in this community on how we get our people to behave so well? Why is it that all your children seem to be behaving? You surely must use corporal punishment. You better know what corporal, don't let that pass you. That means physical punishment, hands, or smacking them with switches. So don't fall for corporal. You understand what I'm saying? We don't believe in corporal punishment. That means socking people, spanking people, touching people, any way hostile. You understand what I'm saying? Please remind the children of that too, because a lot of them don't know what corporal, they may think it's a corporal in the army. Corporal punishment. So how do you get this done, Nat Swaney? How does this community get these people to behave so well? What is your methods?
Well, one thing, we give them extra, can't think of the word now.
Well, boy, you guys are going to have to think on this one, I'm telling you.
We give them,
next week, the next people's rally, it'll be in written form, and you're going to have to answer a lot of questions on this.
I had that word on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it now.
Well, it won't help me on the tip of your tongue. You're a good worker. I'll give you time on it, but please know that all of you better listen to this now.
We give them rewards for all everything that they do, good that they do, and they don't.
Incentives. Rewards, that's right. Incentives. And the fact that other people work around them has turned them on to work. It has, for the most part. Teachers will work now, Pat, with her school children, when they get acting naughty, she sets them aside while they're working and makes them watch, and they get so upset, they cry, they want to get back in the work group. That's a brilliant kind of method, isn't it? Just the reverse from what you think would work, right? You pass. Shift, please. The reporter on James Ford, and they say bad attitude in school. Is he still in school, though he's on public services? Because very confusing. Georgetown, we know is unmistakable now. That the CIA or some part of the conspiracy is using sex to try to trip women up. Tried on two of our strongest women in San Francisco. They'll offer them I love you, a car, home, world travel. Don't ever be so foolish. All Debbie Blakey got out of is living in a rat-infested apartment. So be cautious about that sort of thing. Don't fool with any outsider sexually right now, because they will not be interested in you. They're interested in themselves getting to wherever they want to go, to capitalist country, or they are an agent trying to get in, trying to get you so they can learn what you know, get you to move away where the group can't protect you, and then the interrogation of the conspiracy begins. Night and day, 24 hours, till they bombard you with questions. We are told the conspirators work 3 to 4 days keeping people awake night and day, like some of those that have gone out, to see that they will beat them down till they get all the information they want. Of course, some people you don't have to work very hard with. I doubt they had to. They come easy. All right, we understand that, do we? The problems with talking in the rallies. Suggestions for the